If you're one of those folks who will put ketchup on just about anything, head to Collinsville, Illinois. If this bottle is full, you should be able to get about 100,000 gallons of the condiment out of it. Of course, you'll need a crane to tip the bottle and something even larger to shake it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It all began with a new water tower constructed in Collinsville, Illinois in 1949.
They needed to provide water for the factory there, so they built a water tower. They happened to produce Brooks ketchup there, so they decided to build a water tower in the shape of a ketchup bottle.
Judy DeMoise says you won't have any problem finding the bottle high in the air over Collinsville.
It is a 70-foot bottle on top of a 100-foot tower. It has an 8-foot diameter cap, and it has a 28-foot diameter base.
If actually filled with ketchup, it would hold 100,000 gallons. But eventually, the Brooks brand left Collinsville, and the water tower fell into disrepair. It was destined for the scrap heap.
I just fell in love when I first saw it. I thought, oh my goodness, this is like a landmark. It's like our arch. We have the ketchup bottle. It's like our Eiffel Tower. And I thought, they can't tear this down. I love this thing.
They had to raise $100,000 to paint and restore the ketchup bottle water tower. It was a large amount of money, but the people of the city and surrounding area rallied for the cause.
Everybody had story after story after story of whether they smelled the ketchup brewing in the community, whether they drove by the ketchup bottle and they knew they were at Grandma's house. Just a million stories.
You can still see the large ketchup bottle here and meet the people who still celebrate the largest such bottle in the world, saved by those of this town who were once employed to produce Brooks ketchup. Traveling the countryside in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Thank you.